for example, can stand for good luck, or call to mind Nazi atrocities. And the true meaning of some symbols is known only to a select few. By itself, the pale green $1 bill has little value. The note, woven from linen and cotton, hardly covers the cost of a cup of coffee. But it is full of symbolism that raises intriguing questions. Why is there a pyramid on the back? Why is the pyramid missing some layers? What does the eye mean? And is that a spider peeking out behind the number one on the front of the note? The symbols on the basic unit of US currency have been scrutinized ever since the current version of the banknote rolled off the press in 1957. Many interpretations have been offered in that time. Some suggest that they point to the US's faith in God, while others claim the dollar celebrates US independence and freedom. There are also theories that the design suggests a shadowy cartel is in control of the world. Symbols, sealed agreements. As with the rose, fleur-de-lis, and other popular symbols, what is seen depends on the eyes that see it. Many believe that only true initiates can understand their hidden meaning, making them attractive to secret societies and a source of suspicion for everyone else. Humans have probably used symbols for as long as they have expressed themselves. For example, cave paintings are symbolic representations of early man's world. The word symbol first came into our vocabulary in ancient Greece. When two people made a deal, they split an identifiable token, a symbolon, in two, and each party took a share. When the agreement had to be honored, one party would present his part. If it matched the other party's, the arrangement had to be fulfilled. This practice was called symballin, meaning to throw together. This is where the word symbol comes from, the two parts being a symbol of the agreement between the two parties. As in ancient Greece, people throughout history have used symbols as a means of recognition and to foster a sense of community. For example, medics often use the rod of Asclepius, a snake wrapped around the Greek god of medicine's staff, as their symbol, because it is recognizable regardless of language and culture. People with similar beliefs and political affiliations can also recognize each other through symbols, such as the hammer and sickle, the cross, the crescent, and the Star of David. What the symbols have in common is that they are familiar. Many pop up in everyday life, but they remain mysterious at the same time. Often, symbols have a long history, and their original meaning has been lost. It may also have changed along the way, sometimes ending up denoting the exact opposite. For example, if the symbols have been used in events that have left an indelible mark on the world. Swastika was once for luck. The swastika, a cross with four arms bent at right angles, is one of the most potent symbols in history. It appears on many neoclassical buildings, for example, on the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in London. But its association with Nazism makes us feel uneasy when we see it today. It wasn't always that way, however. Originally, the swastika symbolized the sun, luck, and happiness. According to archaeological finds from southern Europe, it dates back to the Neolithic period. In India, archaeologists have found swastika seals made between 3300 and 1300 BC. The symbol's original name, swastika, is Sanskrit, and a compound of su, meaning good, and asti, meaning to be. But the sign has been used worldwide, except in parts of Africa and Mesopotamia. In the Middle Ages, the Christian Church adopted the symbol. In his autobiography, Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler claimed that he designed the swastika used by the Nazis, but he probably saw the symbol every day when he was a boy at school at the Lambach Monastery in Austria, where swastikas adorned the building's walls. St. Sophia Cathedral in Kyiv and the Basilica of Sant'Ambrogio in Milan are also decorated with swastika designs. The explanation for Hitler's choice of the swastika as his symbol goes back to 1870. Back then, archaeologist Heinrich Schliemann found the symbol near the presumed location of Troy, the lost city written about by the Greek author Homer. Schliemann assumed that people migrating from India had left the ancient Hindu sun symbol there. He subsequently linked it to similar symbols found on pots excavated in Germany, and concluded that it was an ancient religious symbol for the Aryan race, which he believed originated in India. Thanks to Schliemann's findings,